Monsignor William Lynn, the first Catholic Church official to be convicted of covering up sex abuse by clergy, will wait for a new trial at home after being released on bail today. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court recently affirmed a lower court ruling that Lynch's sentence should be vacated because jurors were prejudiced by hearing evidence about clergy sex abuse unrelated to Lynn's actions. Details from WHYY's Aaron Moselle.
Lynn's conviction in 2012 was a big deal, a landmark decision. Brian Rowe covered the three-month case for the National Catholic Reporter. He says until then, priests had only been convicted for committing abuse, not for being in charge of the abusers.
Lynn was the Secretary of Clergy for the Archdiocese, and it was his role to monitor priests. He was also the one who had allegations that would have come across his desk. In that role, the prosecutors argued that it was his responsibility to act on these allegations if they did come forward and to report those to the police, and they said that he didn't do enough in that respect.
Lynn was handed a 3 to 6 year sentence, served 33 months, and was scheduled for parole in October. Assistant District Attorney Brian Zarallo says it's still worth retrying the case, even though another conviction might only send Lynn to prison for a few months.
This level of institutional sexual abuse and the cover-up that ensued is something that where the victims deserve justice and the people of the Commonwealth deserve to delve into this and have this matter come to a conclusion that is in accordance with the law.
Zarallo's boss, District Attorney Seth Williams, added in a statement that he will, quote, continue to use every available legal option at my disposal to prosecute pedophile priests and those who shield them to the fullest extent of the law. The move drew applause from SNAP, the survivors network of those abused by priests. The group says another trial will deter others from covering up abuse. Defense Attorney Thomas Bergstrom says Williams is misguided, but he's ready to defend Lynn again.
It's pretty clear that he was a scapegoat for others, and he remains so. But you know, if we're going to try the case, we'll retry it.
If convicted, Bergstrom says Lynn can't be given a longer sentence. The Archdiocese of Philadelphia declined comment. Lynn, who was not in court for this proceeding, is scheduled to appear later this week after posting $25,000 bail. The next trial is expected to start sometime in 2017. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.